When you think about marketing automation, it's perhaps not easy to see the link with events, and yet marketing automation holds quite some promise for event organizers. Hi, Carlo.
Hi, Kevin. How are
welcome
you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome to the studio. We are going to talk today about marketing automation, but what has it to do with the event industry?
Well, it's a wonderful technique. It's a method to really attract customers or event participants to our events in a way that it's basically automated. Automated by seeing what's really happening online. We identify the persons who are in line and what really the interests are and how they are relevant for our events. And that way, we can send them directly the right mail with the content they really like whether you like classic music or heavy metal, we can really send you the right mail at the right time.
But is it just about personalization of the mail, or goes it a lot further than
it's,
that?
It's a lot more than that. It's identifying the person online so we can really attract him with the right messages. In that way, by identifying him, we can also send an email if they abandon their ticket sales.
Yeah, but how do you identify them in the first place?
Well, in the first place,
if you just have a visitor on your website, you don't know who it is.
Well, when you first receive an email, you're already identified when you go to the email to the website, or if you fill out a form, or when you bought a ticket before, you already identified yourself. We will keep that in identification by a cookie, so we can re-identify you the next time you are visiting our website, both on your smartphone as on the website. So it's only once that the identification needs to be done, and the next time we can really deepen our relationship with you.
Okay, and already start changing the content you're showing and things like that.
Absolutely. Our content can be changed based on your interest, based on sales before, based on what we know, based on your formal your visits before and what you really liked. So we can basically know whether you will buy a VIP ticket or a basic ticket.
But also, doesn't that become, for example, if I once bought a ticket for classical music for my grandma because she likes it, and then I come on your concert website and every time I get classical music, I don't like classical music myself. How do you make sure you don't end up in that pitfall?
Well, there is more than just one classical music ticket you bought. Mm-hmm. There is every visit you do on a page. So you went to visit that one ticket once for your grandmother, but at the same time, you had visits 100 pages of rock concerts. So
okay, you track everything.
I really track everything. Yeah. So basically, we can change that content too. But it's more than that. It's also knowing which campaign on Facebook really works, which Google AdWords leads to a ticket sales, and how we can enlarge this way of working together.
And see what actually works.
See what actually works. Your return on investment will be higher. We will attract more leads at your website, convert them faster, and enlarge in the relationship with you. If you went to see our website, you're not sure your girlfriend could join you this weekend, so you went home again. Well, then we can send you an email. Just, did you check the date already? Or we have a promotion for you. Or for last minute tickets, we already know who went to see to our event in the former months, but didn't buy the ticket. Well, at the last minute, we can sell those tickets faster and efficient.
That's indeed very smart. If you look at all the automation processes, it's a lot about technique, capturing data, analyzing things, but isn't the difficulty to come up with the right campaigns? Like you said, looking at who already visited the page but didn't buy and then send the last email. You need to think of all those things.
A computer only knows two accounts. So we really need to have people who create the creativity in how to use it,
yeah,
and make the campaigns, make the nice pictures, make the videos you need, make the enlargement of the event. Well, that's the same thing in marketing. You have to find out what's the real strategy that will capture the heart and the mind of someone else.
Okay. I'm thinking already, because I see opportunities. If
Absolutely.
You're tracking people,
yep,
and you know from that people, for example, that they have that they are wealthy, they have a lot of money, then you could raise the price for them.
Well, of course, but whenever there is a technique, there is someone who will abuse it. But
yeah, and in airline tickets, they are already doing it. Depending on where you live, you get a different price.
But the real truth, of course, is that only honesty will give you a longer way of doing mm-hmm. business. And it's the same thing online. Even online, it's even harder, because people will correct you. People will give you comments when you mislead them. So I think that self-correction online is maybe harder than the law can reach.
And what about privacy, especially in the European Union? That's a hot topic.
It's a hot topic. A lot of things will change because a new legislation will come in 2018. And basically, already the legislations today are very, very right or very strong. But it's always the same. We need to find the way of helping our mm-hmm. Our public to have a relevant message. So legislation, we will find a way to accept the terms. That's what mm-hmm. we do every day. Every day on a website, or when we enter a room, we accept the terms of Wi-Fi, we accept the terms of Facebook, we accept the terms of LinkedIn. We all do. So that's the way we will find a solution for the privacy legislation. But if I really want to reach you, I want to reach you by your heart. I have to send you a relevant message. Mm-hmm. And whenever it's relevant, it's not spam. So there is the real magic about the internet. You are deciding.
Maybe as a last question.
Yeah.
We have a lot of event planners looking at the show.
Yep.
What should, in your opinion, be their quick win to implement right away?
Knowing really what the customers are doing, knowing where you can reach your return on investment. It's such a magical thing. Mm-hmm. If you just can track what's happening, mm-hmm. you will learn so much to change in the next time. And of course, making some progress in automation of your emails, follow-up, sending them the traffic instructions just mm-hmm. before, sending them a questionnaire afterwards, so you can track all those information in one basic system.
Okay, Carlo, thank you very much for this inspiring talk.
Thank you, Kevin.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.